المسجد الحرام أن تعتدوا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. This verse, now bear in mind, this verse was revealed almost 1400 years ago, and it was before we had Amnesty International, before we had the Geneva Convention, before we had Human Rights Watch and all of these other organizations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Muslims and telling them that, O Muslims, you've been persecuted for the past 20 odd years. You've been exiled, you've lived, and you left your places, your homes, to live in Medina. And you left the Kaaba, the Prophet ﷺ left the Kaaba. Story goes that when he was leaving the Kaaba, he turned around and addressed the Kaaba and said, that, O Kaaba, I love you, but what can I do? My people are turning me out. My people, they are throwing me out. So, after all of this time, the Muslims are being addressed, and they're being told that, yes, you've been through all of these problems. But, وَلَا يَتْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا. This should not corrupt your heart and make you transgress against these people because of the fact that they prevented you from coming to Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Meaning that you have to show justice and equality, and you have to show a gentle approach to dealing with these people. And just a couple of pages later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. O people of Iman, become or stand with justice. Stand with justice. وَلَا يَتِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. And the enmity of the people should not provoke you to be unjust. اِعْدِلُوا وَأَقْرَبُ لِلْتَقْوَى. Be just, because this is closer to taqwa. So again, along the same line. So we see from what happened actually when the Fath of Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah took place, that it was a peaceful takeover. There was no bloodshed, there was no pillaging, there was no looting, there was no raping, nothing took place that even to this day in so-called civilized society, we see that when countries invade other countries, all of these problems, they do take place. Even a few days ago, we saw what happened when Russia invaded Georgia. The houses and villages were burned down. And this has been reported by these organizations like Amnesty International, etc. They've complained about these things, and they've seen these things happening even to this day. So when the Fath of Makkah took place, it was peaceful. And the enemies of Islam, who had been enemies up to this time, they were afraid that we are going to be, you know, killed today. We're going to be destroyed today because of all of the problems that we've been giving Muslims for all of these years. It's reported that Hind bint Utba, she was the one who had the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, Hamza radiallahu anhu, killed. She was the one that had sent Wahsh ibn Harb to kill Hamza radiallahu anhu, and he had succeeded during the Battle of Uhud to kill him. And it's reported that he had taken the liver and the internal organs of Hamza radiallahu anhu, and he had brought them to her, and out of revenge for the cousin that he had killed in the Battle of Badr, she actually chewed on his liver. This was the woman who had so much hatred for Islam. But she crept out of her house at night, and thinking that all of this looting and pillaging must be going on, she went to the haram and she saw all of the Sahaba standing in the Hajjud, making dhikr, reciting Quran, and everything is peaceful. And this scene was enough for her to say that this has to be a true religion, and she took the shahada. So just imagine, what lessons Islam teaches us. This Islam that is being criticized and it is being undermined, and we are being called terrorists and we are being called unhuman and so many other things. This is what Islam teaches us from 1400 years ago. So these are verses that we should always keep in mind to teach people about Islam who want to criticize Islam. And these verses are at the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and these were among the